up to another good, good morning. Time to go. Oh, we are all looking for adventure. We are all looking for adventure. We are all.
Welcome back to the 3x5 Live
Podcast.
On this podcast, we talk about mindset, mindfulness, productivity, everything, self-development, Jesse.
Sure do.
And during the last few weeks, we took a little 10-day adventure to the great state of Utah, did all 5 national parks. Mm-hmm.
It was quite the adventure.
I don't know if I'm more impressed with the mystery of the land, like the Hoodoos and Bryce or the Arches in Arches, or that our kids literally didn't complain once.
Like legitimately didn't complain. We had friends who met us, which, yep, I think is the key to success, but there was not like a, my leg hurts, I'm hungry, carry me.
Yeah, I went to the driving range with Nash, our son, today, and from the driving range to the car walk, he was complaining that his legs hurt.
Right, but we hiked like miles and miles and miles. It was insane. So we got very lucky, and it was awe-inspiring and, yes, connected us back to nature. It was definitely not a relaxing vacation. It was a very busy vacation, but filled our buckets, and we're feeling good.
Yeah, yeah. So today we're going to talk a little bit about happiness, the habit of happiness, which is a weird way to look at it. And if you think about happiness, you can go all the way back to Aristotle and his quote, where happiness is the meaning and purpose of life. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what Aristotle said a long time ago.
Then not a new thing, happiness.
Yes, not a new thing at all. And then we fast forward 2,000-ish years, and we talk about the Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So you get life, you get liberty. You don't get happiness. You get the opportunity to pursue happiness, mm-hmm, right? And now fast forward to just 25 years ago, you have Martin Seligman's work.
He's out of the University of Penn. We've, yeah, talked about him before.
Yes,
the father of positive psychology.
Yep. So he created positive psychology. Mm-hmm. So we just started like studying positive psychology, i.e. happiness, 25 years ago, which is crazy.
Right. And the study piece of it. So underneath that positive psychology umbrella, like there's so many great thought leaders. Like you have Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, who actually founded the MAP program with Martin Seligman, yep, out of Penn.
Yep, yep.
He is that whole concept of flow. Like when you're happy, you're in flow. You have Angela Duckworth's work on grit and growth mindset. I mean, you have
Carol Dweck.
Yep. You have gratitude, meditation, all of these different umbrella practices that you can put into place that are supposed to help with that positivity and happiness. But these are within that last 25 years, like Bri said.
Yeah. So, where we want to go with this is there's this model that we have. It's just like, all right, if I put out great work, that's going to create big success. And then that big success is going to create my happiness. Mm-hmm. And this whole model is backwards. And who was saying that?
It's like Pazricha.
We, yes, listened
to a podcast with him. He wrote the Book of Awesome. Is that what,
yes,
it's called?
The, yeah, Book, the of, Book awesome. Of Awesome. Book of Awesome. So he's really arguing like, okay, you need to create happiness as a habit, a practice, a daily practice that you work on every day, just like your fitness, just like your meditation, all these other practices that you have. And it's just like creating that habit of happiness. And if you create happiness in your life, then you're going to be more creative. You're going to be more connected. So the great work is going to come because you're in this state of happiness. And when that great work is manifested, then the big success, mm-hmm, comes at the end. So the equation of, and that's how we're taught. We're like, okay, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to work hard and I'm going to become a lawyer. And then once I become a lawyer, I'm going to get the house and I'm going to get the pool and the car and the wife, and then I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. And that whole equation compared to Neil is backwards. And I've never thought of happiness as a practice, as a habit. So Jesse and I were kind of jamming on this topic, and it's just like, okay, what levers are you aware of that you pull regularly to create happiness in your life?
And these shift and change. And I think this is, yes, a question that you have to ask yourself often, because you'll find yourself in a rut where maybe your happiness level isn't as high as it was 2 weeks ago or a month ago. And so like currently doing an assessment, we were talking about this morning. I think for me, I find a lot of happiness in finding meaningful relationships with other women. And I love doing this through the idea of play or sport. So tennis, we've talked about this before, has been a huge game changer for me because I get to move my body in a way that feels really good, but I also get to connect with women at the same time who I just love and have great. In fact, on Wednesday, I'm actually going on a little girls' vacation to tennis camp to Kiowa Island with some of these
adult tennis camp.
I know, and I'm so pumped, and it's been filling my bucket. How about you?
For me, fitness, the routine of fitness is a lever that I know if I pull every day, I'm gonna be happier. Sleep is a non-negotiable.
Oh yeah.
If I get great sleep, I am happier, hands down. Like that's like the key. And a big one, like doing meaningful work for me, like doing meaningful work that lights me up creates happiness. And a newer one is really like community. There's a group of guys, these seven guys that we literally check in together on a daily basis. We use the platform Marco Polo. So I'm literally seeing their face and we're sharing our wins for the day. We're sharing our struggles. I mean, you have instant feedback and that community piece. I have some great community, but that community piece has really lifted my happiness barometer, I would say, over the last 4 to 6 months. And, you know, that's something that they talk about in the Blue Zones is community, you know, that how big and impactful that is to your life. So it really has made me aware of like, okay, on a daily basis, which levers am I pulling that are going to create that happiness? Because when I know, and we all know when we're in that happiness state, then you know, the meaningful work comes because of just like how we're showing up to the world.
We've talked about this a million times before, but something interesting about this podcast that stood out to me was there was like a whole series of statistics about when a person is happy, like their happy quotient is really high, then they are more likely, like 50% more likely to get a promotion, or they are, you know, 75% more likely to have that success factor because of the fact that they started with the happiness. And think about that. When you are working, think about your colleagues or people who you are in business with. When you have somebody who walks into the room with that positive energy and they're bringing that feeling of just like well-being, you feel like they're a whole, wholly formed, evolved human being. You want to work with that type of person and you want to be closer to them. It's almost like a magnetic energy. And so if you can do that for yourself, build that foundation. And like Bri said, pull those levers for your happiness. Then when you show up to do your meaningful work, it's just going to be that much more powerful.
Yeah, exactly. So I would take this episode and really, you know, think about what are those levers that you need to pull in your life to create that happiness. If you're trying right now to be like, okay, that happiness is going to come when I get that promotion or when I, you know, finish this class that's going to give me those credentials to get that job. You know, you got to reverse that equation and really see how you're showing up to the world today and how you can be best prepared to show up to the world today by doing things like going to bed on time.
Or being out in nature. That's like one of the easiest, quickest ways. Get your biorhythms in check and get some sunlight and sunshine first thing in the morning. Get that vitamin D up. Connect with somebody you haven't seen in a while. Do a little bit of meditation or mindfulness work. You know, any of those things that we know to be foundational in our practices, but make it consistent and find what works for you.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
All right, guys. Until next week.
Have a great one.
See ya.
See ya. We are all loved.